Hey, hello, how are you? This is Chris. This is episode 64 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I am on a windswept, in a windswept meadow here outside of Washington, D.C. And this episode is going to be about ESG scores. If you don't know anything about this, now this is a kind of a hot topic right now. A lot of people are talking about it, doing podcast episodes about it, and it's part of Glenn Beck's newest book about the Great Reset, and it's basically communism, and I'm going to explain how and why. And I know that a lot of people, like I've said, a lot of people are talking about this, and I wanted to cover this because I feel like I've got something to add to this that I haven't really heard anybody else say specifically. A little addition, I think. So I think I have something to add to this anyway, to this topic. But so if you don't know what it is, it's ESG, Environment, Social Justice, Governance. And it's basically the idea that every business and eventually, of course, every individual will get an ESG score. And of course, this is why people like me always say that this is very similar to the Chinese Communist Party social credit system. It's very similar. It's basically the same thing. And it's a way for government and the basically for government and the left, the ruling class, the people at the top, the communist leadership of our country and of the world, these people at the top who, it's a way for them to reward their buddies, the people that they like, and punish the people that they don't like. And like I always say about the left, you know, these words, environmental responsibility and social justice and governance, these words are very arbitrary. They can completely make up whatever definition they want. They can change the definition anytime they want. They can completely just make it up as they go. And that's what they want. They want it to be arbitrary so that they can be in charge and they can just roll with it and change and make the decisions as things change and pick and choose who they want to reward. It's an extremely, this is what the Soviet Union was all about, right? The Soviet Union was an economy that was controlled by the people at the top. The people at the top decided who would succeed and who would go out of business. They made all the decisions, they had all the power. And so ESG investing is the idea that ostensibly it's a way to empower you and me so that we can choose who we want to invest in, right? Or we can choose to invest in a company that is environmentally responsible, or we can invest in a company over here that hires a lot of people of color or transgender people or whatever. And ostensibly, the PR campaign is that it gives us power. It lets us know who is responsible and who isn't responsible. But really, it's a way for the government to, and these regulators in government, and the big banks and the big corporations to score everybody and to score each other and guide capital, to guide money to the businesses that they like, to their friends, and to crush their enemies and their political opponents. You know, it's all politics. And, you know, communism is all about politics. Politics is all about power. It's all about gaining power and keeping power and crushing your enemies, your political opponents. And, you know, the one thing that I think that I haven't really heard anybody mention it, you know, or just put it this way anyway. I haven't heard anybody put it specifically this way, is that what this will do is it changes capitalism. It changes, it destroys capitalism, really. It changes the idea of what a company is supposed to do, which is please its customers, right? So if you have a shoe company, and you make really comfortable shoes, and they're high quality, they last a long time, and they look good. Well, your company that makes good shoes can be completely knocked out of the business by a company that makes terrible shoes, as long as that company hires a bunch of transgender people or puts up some solar panels or whatever, gives money to the correct political party, and they can knock you out. And so who does that really help, and who does it really hurt? It hurts you and me, because we're the ones running around, walking around in uncomfortable shoes that are ugly and that fall apart after 2 weeks. You know, that I'm serious. That's what this is really all about. It's about, it hurts us. It hurts the people. Whereas in capitalism, you know, the original idea of America, the original idea of capitalism, entrepreneurialism, free markets and free enterprise, the idea is that you have to please the people in order to succeed. You have to make shoes that are good and that last a long time and that look good and that are comfortable, give you support. But with ESG in this new world, this communist economy of ESG scores, the companies that survive will be the companies that please the government, that please the rulers, the ruling class, the regulators, and the left. You know, the Democrats, Joe Biden. You have to please Joe Biden. You don't, these companies, we're getting to the point now where these companies no longer need to please you. You don't matter anymore. The people don't matter anymore. It's the government, it's Joe Biden that matters. You gotta please Joe Biden. He appoints the regulators. He's got 2 million members of his federal bureaucracy, and they control everything. And they will make the decisions about who succeed, which businesses succeed. And it doesn't matter if it's shoes or cars or computers or sandwiches. It doesn't matter. Pants, corn. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. It will cover everybody. And this is what it's really all about. It's about giving the people in charge total power and total control over everything. And it's terrifying. You know, it's absolutely terrifying, and it's going to hurt you. And this is what, you know, this is what the sort of, if you want to say, the MAGA movement. And this is what Trump was all about empowering the people. You and me, the people. We're the ones who should matter, not these government bureaucrats. But if they have their way, you will not be able to get access to capital. You won't be able to get a credit card or a bank account, or you won't have access to banking services like credit card processing. You won't be able to get loans. You want to buy something, you want to buy a car, you want to buy a house, you want to buy a building. All of this stuff, your business will be put out of, you will be put out of business if you don't please Joe Biden and the Democrats. And the only way to fight back, the only way to stop these people is to stop the Democrats. You've got to vote against Democrats. You've got to get them out. Get them out, and you've got to get any Republican who doesn't understand all this stuff, you've got to get them out. You know, this is a worldwide problem, a worldwide movement of leaders and big corporations and who are trying to consolidate their control over everybody and everything. Every dime you spend, every business, down to the guys who mow your lawn, doesn't matter. Everything. They want to control everything. That's what this is all about. That's what ESG scores are all about. It's not about saving the environment. It's not about social justice. None of this is about what they say it's about. It's about power. It's about control. And it's about money. So that's what we look. And you can try. That's also why they hate Bitcoin, right? They hate Bitcoin. Because Bitcoin empowers you and me. I can give you money. I can send money straight to you. I can send Bitcoin straight to you, from my wallet to your wallet, and completely cut all of these banksters out of the deal. They don't want that. They must destroy Bitcoin. This is why they hate. I mean, we can get into that. This is why they hate Vladimir Putin. you know, he's not part of this. He's not, and I'm not saying Vladimir Putin's a great guy. I'm just saying don't think they hate Vladimir Putin because he invaded Ukraine, because he's a thug. They hate Vladimir Putin because he's not one of their thugs. He's not in their thug club. He's a rogue, you know. Same with Viktor Orban. They just had an election in Hungary, and Viktor Orban won. They hate him because he's not on board with all this. And this is why they hated Brexit. Remember Brexit, 2016. How dare those English people try to break away from the control of the bureaucrats in Brussels who know everything and who know what's best for everyone, who want to control everything. You know, this is what, and this is why they had to get rid of Donald Trump. That's why they had to get rid of Donald Trump. One of the big reasons why they had to get rid of Trump. You know, and I know that this all, you know, it might sound like this is some kind of a conspiracy theory. It's not a theory. It's a conspiracy. It's open. It's not hidden. It's on web pages. It's everywhere. And I mean, this is a wide open thing, but of course the PR campaign is that, oh, it's good for the environment. It'll help you and me to make choices about what businesses we want to invest in. But that's not what it's about. That's absolutely not what it's about. It's about, because they're going to be the ones who give the ESG scores, right? If you cared about the environment and you want to invest in businesses that care about the environment, you can do your own research and say, okay, yeah, I like that company over there. I like what they're doing there. But see, they will do the research for you and they will tell you. And you know, they want to bypass you. They don't want you to have the ability to make those decisions. And really, it's all about the big businesses, the big corporations who want to just crush all the small competitors and control everything. So that's it. That's what ESG scores are all about. Don't buy the marketing campaign. That's all it is. It's all lies. Everything these people say it's all lies. And so I think that you look into it. Like I say, do your own research. Look into this. There's a lot of podcasts out there. If you follow me on social media, I'm going to post a bunch of stuff about this topic in the next few days. So check it out. And that's it. That's episode 64. If you like this podcast, as always, you can find me on social media. You can find me on Podbean. You can share this podcast. You can give me some good ratings on iTunes and everywhere else. And I will see you on the next one on episode 65. All right. See ya.